This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Deep behind occupied lines, under FEMA, under TPP, under NAU. Kit Daniels brought me this bombshell article during the last break, and I just didn't get to it. And I've got this other news I need to get to, but it's so over the top. Obama removes TPP's anti-slavery clause, then attacks Confederate flag, a symbol of slavery. Hypocrisy. Obama defends slavery, then attacks Confederate flag for its ties to slavery. And one of the subsections on the TPP that he admittedly now has signed on to is removing an anti-slavery human trafficking clause for countries like Dubai and others. And for folks that don't know, Dubai was built by slaves. Those Arab countries basically have slaves in them right now. But it's okay because they're Muslims, they're foreigners. It's kind of cute when they have women in chains and chop Christians' heads off. It's like a trendy thing. I mean, they smoke hookahs, so the trendies all smoke hookahs. The problem is the West that produced the end of slavery and women's freedom. I mean, we're bad because we're actually good people and can be bludgeoned over the head into submitting to tyranny by being told, support Obamacare, you're a racist scumbag. Now, I'm going to talk more about this tomorrow because there's three of these videos. I never got to them. But video, maniac cop straps handcuffed man to chair and tortures him for resisting. The guy never resists except when he's stomping on him. The guy kind of pushes back to protect himself. The media even admits it's involuntary. The other cops who are with him say, hey, this is being filmed. You better stop. They restrain him in a chair. He starts beating him more. That's just some middle-aged guy they were taking in. And they're just hiring these people. When I was growing up, they wanted to hire tough guys to be cops that were really tough guys because on average, a really tough guy doesn't want to just beat people up for no reason. They want to hire the phony tough. And they got the phony tough, the crazy brave. And I've been arrested for demonstrating. And Travis County had a classic 5-foot-tall redhead guy, like 5'3". And I'm not that tall. I'm 5'11". I don't have some little guy syndrome, though. Ran my head in the wall and said, you want to do something? Had it happen in New York. I wasn't smarting off, wasn't doing jack crap. They wanted me to have a reflex so they could hurt me bad. Now, that's sadomasochistic, that's sadistic, not sadomasochistic, and that's what fills the dungeons of history. And they're trying to get people in like this to complete our journey to totalitarianism, and then they know we're angry about it, so they want to blame the whole government corruption on cops, start a war with them that will drive them into deeper gang mentality, when the average cop does not act like this. Okay? I mean, that's just true. I've been around the country, I've seen it. On average, cops are more awake than anybody but the military. So they're a natural ally locally if we just don't get played. But we've got to go after the bad cops, and that's starting to happen. I got three articles a day where they're getting in trouble for their crimes. Here's part of this video in Colorado in Federal Heights. Let's go to that video.
The 9-minute video starts with Federal Heights officer Mark Magnus pulling the suspect from a patrol car, and just a minute and a half later, slamming him into the door. The man's nose now dripping with blood. Things escalate again inside the cell. Watch as the man swats at officer Magnus, sending him into a rage.
That's when he's beating.
The attack lasts more than 10 seconds, but it's not over. The suspect now pinned, Magnus flies into a rage. Another officer even tries to warn him he's being recorded. The man is thrown into the chair.
Say nothing else. I'm sorry, sir.
Magnus presses into his eyes and temples and accusing him of resisting as they strap him into the chair.
Stop resisting. Do you understand me?
For Dennis Disqua, the video is deja vu.
When he just grabbed me, I didn't resist nothing, and just he pushed me and threw me all the way down.
In 2009, he says Officer Magnus broke his arm when he threw him to the ground and then left, refusing to get him help. Magnus pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor.
Magnus just was like a total wimp that wants to be tough.
On the force.
He ought to get in the boxing ring. These guys that are so tough, why don't you go get in a jiu-jitsu club or a ring where there are people that actually want to learn how to train and learn life skills? They will rip you apart. And, of course, the cops that are at the boxing clubs and stuff are cool people. I'm telling you, it is the guys that are like this that are the problem, and they're a reflection of the thugs we have in control. The crap rolls downhill, the fish rots from the head, and if you let bad cops like this continue, you're going to be scapegoated, police departments. You endanger the whole country allowing this. And the good news is he's been indicted and in trouble. All right, we're out of time. Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Powerful transmission. Good job, crew.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted. What you are about to receive. We are the dealers. We'll give you everything you need. Monday through Friday, ladies and gentlemen. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time. We blast out from deep in the heart of Texas. Worldwide. And it's time to stand up and be counted. And decide which side you're on. And what do the globalists deal? They deal deception. They deal diversions. They deal distractions. They deal in mental illness, fraud, and failure. They deal in dishonor. They deal in delusion. They deal in despotism. They deal in a doctrine of failure for humanity so they, the alchemists of tyranny, can rule over the lobotomized sheep. I don't know about you, but I don't like that. I like freedom. I like the wild, wild west of laissez-faire, renaissance, and human empowerment. This is the global slave revolt worldwide by humans of every race, color, and creed that wish to be free. Their divide-and-conquer strategy must be exposed if we are to thrive and move to the next level of God's plan. We deal in truth here. We deal in justice. We deal in breaking the population out of its trance. Let me just do this. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, one stacks of news. Not to mention what I've got up on the computer at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and over here on DrudgeReport.com. Let me just go over these headlines for you. Where should I start? Just look at this headline out of Time Magazine. This is what World War III will look like. We're going to cover that story. That's just one stack. The top story on one stack. Another headline. Amid Puerto Rico debt woes, reality hits San Juan streets. They announce they're going default. I'm sure they deserve it because the media told us so, just like Greece. And just like you'll deserve to have part of your private bank account taken to save the economy and the next banker bailout. And they'll have the media tell you it's all your fault, even though you've paid your bills and paid 70% of what you make in one form of taxes or the other. It doesn't matter. U.S. top court rules against Obama administration over air pollution rule. Obama issues 19 classified directives changing laws passed by Congress. Not only now does the president act as a dictator in most cases, but the dictatorial edicts are secret. You can't get more Kafka or 1984-esque. Award-winning comedian says politically correct left has killed comedy. And, you know, I want the guys and the gals back there to grab the three clips here because I never played Seinfeld a month ago. Jerry Seinfeld, amazing comic and a liberal, by the way, coming out and saying there's a fascist threat to freedom in America from political correctness. Well, we got Bill Maher saying the same thing. I mean, that guy's a tyrant and a half. I mean, what, you're criticizing about your victories? That's what this is language-ending, freedom-ending garbage. But there's three clips of top comedians in here talking about how horrible it is. I thought we'd play some of those because there's some new clips plus the one I mentioned. Rand Paul raised money with marijuana industry in Denver. I love how the left all loves Obama, who promised to legalize marijuana and then doubled the raids on dispensaries and lawsuits and crackdowns conservatively that Bush had against states legalizing medical marijuana. And it's not that Paul's some doper. It's that he realizes that you end up making it a black market, empowering criminals, when you have marijuana illegal. You decriminalize it, then you can tax it and control the quality. And yes, that is his big crime he admits to. The big secret in college is he would take good-looking girls down to the river in Waco and smoke pot with them. Oh, my gosh. That's why the left hates him. Because he won't throw them in prison, and he wants to get rid of the phony drug laws. You want a Democratic Party founded by the Klan that wants your guns and wants to put you in prisons. Doesn't matter if in Democratic-controlled states and cities, blacks have the highest per capita incarceration rate. It doesn't matter. You love it because you want to imagine you're the liberal and imagine you're the winner. Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't gone through all the stacks yet. I'm just giving you this top story in each stack. Could L.A.'s big one be even bigger than we thought? Now we have explosive new information. Helium is leaking from massive earthquake fault under Los Angeles. And when that starts happening, the animals start running out of the area, and, well, you know what happens next. And it's the only area on the Ring of Fire globally, even the U.S. Geological Survey admits this, that has not triggered yet. You've been seeing all the massive earthquakes the last 8 years on the Ring of Fire all the way around the Pacific. And those plates, the only place that has it triggered is right there, and it's 2 years overdue. But that's okay. Just say it's a conspiracy theory that we are on big plates floating on an ocean of magma, and just say it doesn't exist. Don't say that the Yellowstone isn't rising and lowering in different areas, and that Mount St. Helens is now becoming a little more active than it was. It's been, quote, dormant. Now they're arguing whether it's becoming active again. Oh, it's active. Remember what Mount St. Helens did? In fact, you can go on YouTube and get footage of Mount St. Helens' eruption. But you know what? None of this matters. What matters is Confederate flags and Caitlyn Jenner. So that's coming up. And a new WikiLeaks document reveals NSA spied on top French companies. Yeah. And it's not like it's spied on the companies to give it to U.S. companies. They give it to globalist companies and then move it to China, move it to India. And that's one reason you have to pretty much move to China or India, because the globalists have development zones with those corrupt, basically oligarchies, whatever you want to call them, tyrannies. India is a tyranny as well. Not like as bad as China, but it's a tyranny. And they go there because you have to work with the globalists, or they won't ever let you basically bring anything to market. That's what globalism is. They don't just rig things with cheap labor and with internal tariffs against Western goods and the taxes and all the rest of it. They don't let you operate, and they move your stolen designs to China where no one can stop them, and they put you out of business. That's the plan for world government. And if you try to have an economy and try to become free market and try to reform yourself from a communist totalitarian command and control regime like Russia, they send in over 300 NGOs and spend $25 billion in the last decade trying to collapse Russia. And then if Russia doesn't like it and kicks the admitted certified foreign spies out, they'll arrest them. Russia's called totalitarian. Let me tell you, if they got Russian spies running around trying to overthrow my country, I see any of them, I'm going to punch them in the nose. See, I'm a sovereign nationalist, folks. I believe in a free country that I defend. And I've got skin in the game. This corrupt, disgusting, decadent, bloated, diseased, demonically possessed country is a shell of its former self, but I still love it and want to resuscitate it. And then I see the globalists that have destroyed us trying to destroy Russia, and it makes me sick. And I do feel a kinship with anyone being preyed upon by these people, like I do for Christians in Syria or in Iraq or in Libya or in Egypt, where our filthy, evil globalist controllers, our occupiers, are funding the prosecution of an ethnic cleansing operation against Christians. I feel kinship with anybody under attack from our enemy because we're under attack. These are the people that feed us GMO and put glyphosate in our water supply and hydrofluorocystic acid and put our kids on all these drugs. We are under attack. This is a world government already in place, playing countries off against each other, sucking them dry, sucking all the energy and wealth and patents and creativity and brains, all the brain trust up into its globalist panopticon motherships that are above the law. The City of London, Washington, D.C., New York City, the Vatican, Israel. And I'm not saying the Vatican's totally bad or Israel's totally bad or New York's totally bad or D.C.'s totally bad or the City of London's totally bad or the U.N.'s totally bad. What do all these groups have? They're above the law, sovereign, diplomatic immunity, and allow the globalists to have redoubts. Switzerland. Let's list all of them. Luxembourg. Monte Carlo. Grand Cayman. Cook Islands. The Vatican. Switzerland. Israel, City of London, District of Columbia. Above the law, diplomatic immunity, their own systems, and above it all, the United Nations and the IMF, the World Bank, the International Bank of Settlements, the Ex-Im Bank, all run by the same 200 people or so, establishing this whole program, bringing America down, bringing Russia down, bringing China down, siphoning off all the energy of the hardworking Chinese to help bankrupt all the other nations, playing us all off against each other in a symphony of destruction. And once you understand the enemy program and the attack profile, they can be defeated. World government and the central banks are our mortal enemy.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play into political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to rflags.com. That's R, like rebel. R, the letter R. rflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? rflags.com. That's rflags.com. Go now. So Mark and his wife came over to see my wife and me, and he began talking about the 4th of July, Independence Day, you know? And he said Guns80.com is having a really awesome special for the 4th of July. Celebrate your independence with the pistols now. The pistol kit's $4.99. That's right, $4.99. And the Hillary special is back by popular demand. You remember? 230 round mags, all that. Guns80.com. Guns80.com. Go. Guns80.com. Now. Go now.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, expose themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
lives. You must be asleep at the switch. We live in incredibly dynamic, dangerous times. And many times over the years, I've been out with friends on their boats, water skiing. For years, I had a Glastron ski boat, but never had time to go out and use it, so I got rid of it. But there'd be a few times I was out on it, and my dad was driving, or I was driving, and a boat turned when the lake was busy, or I was getting near a sandbar, and somebody says, "Hey, look out. You know, you're 200 yards from land. Or look out for that boat. Look out for that sailboat." And I didn't get mad at them and say, "You're an alarmist, you're a fearmonger," even though most of the time I was already turning back from getting a soft drink or whatever behind me, or telling one of my kids not to, you know, stand up in the back, whatever the distraction was, I'd be turning back. I had usually already turned. I was already making a turn. But still, it was good that they were watching. Well, what if your dad said, "Hey, look out, you're going towards the land," or "Look out for that boat," and I said, "Be quiet, conspiracy theorist. It's not good to have your eyes open. It's not good to be vigilant, even though the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. Just go to sleep." You would run into the land at 50 miles an hour and probably kill everybody. Or you'd run into somebody else's boat and kill them. And politically, we've watched the social engineers, the globalists who've announced themselves as the enemy of humanity, that's how arrogant they are, destroy nation after nation, suck them dry, and tell us how they deserved it. And now they're setting the West up for an economic depression and financial consolidation that will make the Great Depression pale in significance. And I'm simply here saying, strap yourselves in, make preparations, get ready for a crash landing. I hope we can get the plane up and it doesn't hit the ground. I hope we pull out of this and it's just a global recession. But that's not what the controllers want. They want a controlled, engineered, global collapse. And the only way they're going to back off is if it's exposed that they're in control and they stand to gain and that they've engineered this, which has come out in the IMF and World Bank documents. It's come out in the Financial Times of London, CNBC, you name it, that they do run things and that they are consolidating power and taking over their competition and being bailed out via too big to fail during these crises. It is a fact. Should I play CNBC again with their panel of five people, including the host, all agreeing that we're slaves to central bankers? While we're busy digging up Confederate war generals and trying to rename military bases and trying to ban the sale of flags at Walmart, we are becoming true slaves to a cashless society, high-tech system that jacks our food and water and is 10 times more scientific and evil than the most wicked slave master of the past. I mean, hands down, the current major threat. Let's just say they were as evil as evil slave owners. Would we obsess over the old slave owners who aren't in front of our eyes, or would we obsess over the new ones? We would obsess over the new ones. But see, we're all told to obsess over things that don't matter. So while we live in la-la land and fight with each other like a group of idiots, the establishment is completing the final stages of their planetary takeover. We stand at the precipice. Now, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and hit our most important current news. And that, of course, is the former CIA head said, "I wouldn't be surprised if terror attacks hit the U.S. over the 4th of July weekend." We have the video, and that ties into some other important reports. Then we're going to expand back into what's happening in the Middle East and how that ties together. Then what's happening with the European central banks that actually own our Federal Reserve. Then we're going to look at what World War III would look like from Time Magazine and more. Plus, vicious videos of psychopathic...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Most dangerous place to be on the world stage is in the bleachers. Because the bleachers are where the wolves are actually feeding on the sheep. It's on the field, in the sun, shining at high noon, that men and women who want justice and freedom are strongest. Not in the dark bleachers, not up where the establishment tells you it's safe, but on the field. We're going to get into this terrorism news and more here in a moment. Nomi Prinz, former managing director, Goldman Sachs, huge whistleblower, 2002, 2003, written multiple best-selling nonfiction books and fiction books, dealing with the banking collapse that's coming. She's going to be joining us in the second hour. Now, we've got amazing breakdown, special report we're going to do live on air. I've done a lot of research for it. In the third hour, on the attack on the human brain and how it's done by design. That's coming up in the third hour with Anthony Gucciardi in studio with me.
I want to make this announcement now. It's going up as we speak, a day early. I wanted to launch it a day and a half early. It will run through the month of July. We've never done this before for an entire month. We usually only do it in the last 2 weeks before Christmas. Free shipping on all products across the board at InfoWarsStore.com that we ship out of these offices. And that's 90-plus percent of the products. Stuff like water filters and things are drop shipped from Michigan directly from their factory. The Pro Pure G2 systems and things like that. But live straws, things like that, are all shipped from here. All of the InfoWars Life products, everything at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, is free shipping. And that includes stuff that has current specials, like 25% off all the Molon Labe Made in America belt buckles. 25% off that, a whole bunch of other stuff at Made in 1776.com to celebrate the month of July and freedom. Super deals for our listeners who've helped make so much of what we do here possible. InfoWarsLife.com, Made in 1776.com, InfoWarsStore.com is just the blanket umbrella site. But it's got all these subsection sites where we have the Made in America apparel, where we have the high-quality water filtration, where we have the InfoWars non-GMO heirloom seed center. Lowest prices, one of the widest selections out there. We're free market, we're competitive, free shipping, and all the specials that are currently there. And you notice I keep saying we've never had specials this good. I began to get more involved in marketing the last few years. I just used to just put stuff up there and hope it paid the bills. And as we tweak things and as we get even more hardcore free market, we just get more successful by the grace of God. And they say necessity is the mother of invention. We've expanded InfoWars. I have a bigger nut to crack every month with payroll and servers and the building and the equipment and all of it. And so I've set out to not let the media intimidate me that being successful is bad when they wish they were successful. And we are, by the grace of God, sustaining ourselves and growing a little bit. So I'm doubling down, hiring more reporters, more editors, more video people. You've heard the announcements. That's a job in itself. Going to the folks and hiring them will probably have between 5 and 10 people. I'm looking at our budget. But we know it's up to us to really take on the globalist, be able to send reporters all over the world. I want to be able to send reporters to Europe to track this collapse that's going on that will undoubtedly lead to here. But that takes money. I'm tempted to go to Europe for a week or so and go to Greece and go to Spain, where I believe the next collapse is coming, and most analysts do, and to go to England, the city of London, where they actually run the thing, and to go to Rome, where they've installed the leader of Rome is a former Goldman Sachs director. I mean, this is world events that are happening. The globalist, 100 years in the making, and it's coming to a head. It is legendary. It is over the top. It is epic. It is historical. All those words don't bring justice to it when you realize how wicked the globalists are. But getting back to the specials. We are sold out of 5 items at InfoWarsLife.com, the liver cleanse, so many other things. We're launching a new product in the 4th hour that's now gone up on the shopping cart. I'm not going to even talk about it until that point comes. I'm going to be breaking it down as well. So InfoWarsLife.com, free shipping, month of July, starts now. It's now up right now. Store-wide free shipping through July, starting at the end of June. Toll-free number to call to ask questions, to ask about different specials, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And the shipping address is also at InfoWars.com. And if you can, blow that up for me on screen. I'll read that address out for folks. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. I give that P.O. box out maybe once every 3 months. I should give it out every day. To the point of I don't even have it memorized. I mean, that's shameful. But what I do have memorized is the globalist attack profile and what they're doing. So there's the announcement. A whole bunch of sales across the board and free shipping the entire month of July. take advantage of that, and we need to get the capital in. I've signed the deals for the satellites. That starts in the next couple months. I have signed a bunch of other deals we'll be announcing and take expenditures. In the face of the globalist onslaught, we're just going to go 110%. Because the old rule in football rings true. It's the play that you don't go 100%+. When I was a kid, I used to hear 110% and think that doesn't exist. But in the human body, it does. We have a governor where most people can actually go 200% or 300% when it comes to weightlifting or things like that. There's another 10% when it comes to running. That's really true. But you have a governor in you that keeps you at what you think is 100%, so you never even get near the 100%. But you decide to shoot for 150%, that's how you trick the brain to go to 110%. So the globalists are doubling down right now because they're in trouble. But they're dangerous, and we're not beating them. We finally are contending with them in a death struggle. I mean, we're in a fight. They're bloody. We're bloody. It's on. You got to go 110%. Don't worry about getting hurt, because the minute you get intimidated, the minute you don't go 110%, the minute you don't switch on and get in the zone, is the minute you're going to get run over and hurt. We got to commit spiritually and intellectually to go 110% against these people and to not be cowards. So I'm not mincing words. I'm not pulling back. I'm not holding reserves. I'm all in. I'm not worried about nothing. Because before my God and my family, I'm going to be a real human and a real American like my ancestors, and I'm not going to be a coward. I'm going all in, everything. All in. Because let me tell you, this is the moment. We're entering the next few years and the decade after that. But it's not, hey, it's coming. Hey, the event horizon. Hey, the threshold is close. As I've been telling you for years, we now are crossing the line. We're now steaming into the waters, folks. And there be monsters. Get ready. Sea monsters, to use the sea analogy, that have already wrecked countless nations and killed hundreds of millions of people. We are now in their territory. They've now come to us, and they claim this is their territory. The only reason we have any basic freedom, the only reason we have any basic private property, is ancestors 800 years ago were willing to stand up against the power elite, were willing to stand up against the establishment, and were willing to die so that they had basic freedoms. And out of Magna Carta grew everything we see today. That merged with Judaic and Christian law, which were very similar to British common law, and gave us what we have today. And there's been a fight to bring in Roman law, Babylonian law. Law of the kings ever since. And we're here now. We've now come to the crossroads. We're now at the crossroads. We're now at that magic moment in history. 800 years of Magna Carta on the 16th of this month, a week and a half ago. This will be a day long remembered. You can feel it in your bones. You can see it in the streets, you can see it in the news. You can see it unfolding everywhere. We're in a death battle. And I just cannot stress that to people enough. We are in a death battle. Excellent science fiction movie came out a year and a half, 2 years ago. Oblivion. Not even a fan of Tom Cruise, but it was excellent. Until they got to the cheesy, you know, classic Hollywood ending stuff. And I'll give you this allegory again. And I'm going to spoil the movie for you if you haven't seen it right now. It's basically 80-something years, if I go from memory, after the moon gets hit by a giant asteroid and blown into pieces. That causes earthquakes, seas to flood, breakdown. But then the surviving humans, after 90%+ die from starvation and war over the resources that are left, a decade later, ships land and astronauts, copies of astronauts that were picked up by the spaceship coming in, you know, light years out, have mass replicated them and drones and attacked the survivors. And the survivors are programmed and still believe that they're basically astronauts who are fueling their spaceship up in orbit. It's a big pyramid, three-sided pyramid. And it's sucking the oceans up. And has these big factories built on the ground that they use drone humans, humanoids, to build. And they think they're actually, you know, just leaving the Earth. They don't know they're actually there killing the Earth and sucking up the water to turn it into hydrogen propellant to send the parasite robot AI off to the next planet. And it's the greatest allegory I've ever seen, because that's what the New World Order does. It floats above the Earth, above the law, a globalist operation. The people serving it think they're trying to save the Earth and bring global peace, and the elite have decided to merge the machines and become God and leave the planet. And they've got all these people that have drone programming and might as well be clones working for each other. A year before Oblivion even came out, I designed a graphic that I said was key that described the New World Order master plan. DARPA, the real Skynet, the end of humanity, rise of the robots was the article, Infowars.com. And then, of course, you go see the movie and it's basically the same creature. And that's because it's an archetype and it's what they're manifesting. It's the real deal. And again, I want to be clear to the New York Times where they misinterpret this. I'm not saying it's really aliens. Humans are master builders. What we envision, we end up creating or more. The elite are envisioning this. So, of course, in movies, they're giving you revelation of the method of what they're actually planning. They believe the Earth is untenable. They're going to suck and extract resources off. Elysium, another example, go off world to build their golden fields, because they believe in the program to wipe out humanity, because we might contend with them and not let them have their master plan. They believe in that war against humanity. They may actually destroy the planet. I mean, that's how whacked out of their minds they are. And that's because the entity or the spirit or the archetype, the mass consciousness, whatever it is that's driving them, really just wants to kill the planet. Funny, the Bible says that. But they have this delusion that they're going to kill the planet and then they're going to get off of it and be okay. We're not meant to save the planet. We're meant to leave the planet. How many movies have we been told that in? No, we're meant to save the planet and beyond that. Because we decide that. We have a destiny. We're not just programmed by you, New World Order. We see your mind. We see your dreams that are nightmares to us. And they may be heavenly to you, but they're not. We don't think Hellraiser is an owner's manual. We don't think Hitler was cute, or Stalin, or the New World Order, or CIA black torture sites. We reject you. We don't want to be part of that. Now, we see the headlines from Associated Press, Zero Hedge, you name it, yesterday. Who could have foreseen it? The Greek bailout didn't work. And, of course, Zero Hedge is being sarcastic. That the media is everywhere going, who could have thought Greece would fail? Who could have thought this would have happened? Who could have thought derivatives would be a problem? Who could have thought sticking your hand in a meat grinder might not feel good? Who could have thought shooting yourself in the head with a 12-gauge wouldn't feel good? Who could have thought ISIS would have reconstituted and attacked us? I mean, Al-Qaeda was beaten after 13 years, and now they're back with a new name, the same flag, rampaging everywhere. They were the Free Syrian Army, our buddies, and now they're the enemy. Oh, but Turkey's going to invade. They've announced Syria to take out the Kurds who were fighting Al-Qaeda, known as ISIS. But don't worry. I mean, we told you over and over again, they're then going to have them attack first the Middle East, some areas of Europe. I even predicted France. North Africa, and then when they attack, they'll, quote, take our liberties away to keep us safe from the attacks. And now, like clockwork, that's happened, and they sit up there, the mind-numb public, saying, who could have imagined, who could have thought? I mean, this is like watching paint dry. It's so easy to know what's happening. This is like, what is 2 plus 2 equal? 4. But that's the ability to be free. That's why Obama says it equals 5. You go, but that's outrageous. They're meant to break your will. They've got to be outrageous and have the Surgeon General talking about five-year-olds masturbating. It's meant to jack with you. It's a joke. Our gross domestic product is now an Olympic man who's turned into a woman. Who cares? How's that going to save us from AI? How does that give us the answer to the unified field theory? I don't care. I don't hate you. I don't love you. I don't care. Stop forcing your weirdness on me. Sex, I mean, it'd be like if they had the potty poop party or something where everybody talked about, I can go to the bathroom wherever I want or something. Sexual and bodily functions is only one part of me. I'm pointed at the stars. I'm pointed at incredible discoveries. I'm pointed at humans actualizing the power to instantaneously create as our creator has given us the power to grow into. That's what I'm into. Not having our destiny taken control of and being run into the ground. Can you imagine in the future if we survive this, looking back on the mind control, obsessing over dead Confederate generals and rebel flags and transvestites and trannies? I mean, can you really imagine that? What if we blow the earth up and don't make it? How are you then going to put your miniskirts on, your 70-year-old men? We're going to come back and play the former CIA deputy director saying he expects terror attacks over the 4th while the border's wide open.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, InfoWars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com, owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
About a lucky man who made the grade, and though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh.
I saw the photograph.
I saw the photograph.
John Lennon, what a magical voice.
He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed.
No, he didn't.
A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure he was from the house of
Humanity is so beautiful, so great, so good. I just want to see it built up and strong.
The English army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away. But I just had to look. Having read
here. Then we'll get into just over the top. That's the only word I got. There's three articles today on Obama power grabbing, and it's what we thought. But, I mean, it's even more inventive and wicked and evil than I thought they would do. I mean, it's just 9 times out of 10, things are worse than I say. And I used to get accused of exaggerating a lot because people didn't actually read what we were getting into. But it's on purpose to be over the top, again. To just overwhelm you and break your will. And at a genetic cellular level, it hasn't broken my will, but I just already know all this is coming, so it's almost like we can't oppose it because we've been fighting it so long, we just expect it, we've made preparation for it in our hearts and minds. And that's why they tell you what they're going to do to you, even though it could unravel their plan, is because humans are designed to adapt, evolve, overcome to their environment, even if it's a scientific takeover, so they tricked us in the algorithm to adapt to our slavery. And I know I say that all the time because a very high-level globalist, very sickeningly, schooled me for about an hour on a 3-hour flight to New York, first class. I've told this story many times, but it's key. I didn't even get it till I got off the plane. And he said, you think people are going to adapt when they have this information and resist? They're going to adapt to it. And he was slick. He was smart. He was good looking. He was everything. And it was just funny to him that his suit looked perfect. His overcoat looked perfect. I wouldn't even know how to look like that. And that he could just arrogantly laugh at me when he walked off the plane. And so many lay average folks would say to me, oh, yeah, you really talk to this person. They really talk to you like that. There's a whole nother world out there when you're a, quote, journalist, a pundit, when people know you live and die by not breaking confidences, that the people will say, this is off record, right? And I'll go, yep. And they'll go, okay. You're going to fail. It's like when I had 15 years ago, his name's Thomas Barnett, I'm going from memory. He's like one of the heads of one of the war colleges, and he'd done a C-SPAN thing about how the military works for world government, now there's a global government takeover, and how great it is, and join with Sauron, with all these top generals watching him. He wouldn't come on once he figured out I was Alex Jones, not Alex S. Jones of the New York Times, the other Alex Jones, and he goes, you failed, nothing can stop us. I mean, it was almost like Emperor Palpatine to Yoda saying, you cannot win, Darth Vader will become more powerful than I was.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price.
Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.